I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Ashley Merriman has co-authored a book with Poe Bronson called Top Dog, The Science of Winning and Losing. And in that book, she talks about how America seems to be a society where we don't recognize the difference between winning and losing as often because we're giving kids trophies just for showing up. This has been a trend that's been going on for probably an entire generation. Everybody gets something. You get a participation medal. You get a trophy for being part of the squad. You get attendance awards in school. And it doesn't seem like that is very good for this generation or the next. Ashley, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Did you get a trophy for writing the book? Everybody
yet,
gets a trophy for writing a book, don't you?
I'm hoping I get a trophy for the book. Right now, the trophy is the book.
That's right. So tell me a little bit about what's going on here with this obsession we have with awarding something to everyone.
Well, I was amazed. You know, I had been joking for a while that there was a trophy military industrial complex. And it turns out that the trophy and award industry is an estimated $3 billion, that was billion with a B, $3 billion a year in the U.S. and Canada. That's how much we're spending. And what's happening is, you know, a soccer team gets trophies for every single kid in the league, and we're talking 3,000 trophies every few months. 12% of AYSO budgets are spent on trophies rather than coach training, kid training, equipment.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that doing to the kids?
Some spend less than 12%, but some way more than 12%. Well, I think, you know, the idea is that this is going to teach kids that, you know, don't worry about it. You know, just go for it, and that it's going to be a less competitive environment because everybody will succeed. But I actually think over time, the message for kids is never come home without a trophy. You must always win.
Huh.
Rather than lowering the stakes, it actually raises the stakes because it's teaching kids, we expect perfection. You're not allowed to look, you're not allowed to lose. You're not allowed to make mistakes. And if you can't make mistakes, how do you learn from them? Right? That conversation just isn't there because the focus is always on reassuring kids falsely, you're so wonderful, rather than saying, well, you kind of screwed up today, honey. What'd you learn from that? And that's really what we need. It's not about teaching kids to be losers. It's about teaching kids resilience and being able to come back from the inevitable loss that they're going to face.
But at what age do we have to start with that kind of thinking, Ashley? Because I remember when my daughter was 6 years old and we put her in the, you know, T-ball, and there was no such thing as three outs and you're done for the inning. It was everybody gets to bat every inning, no matter what happens, and that's okay. Now, is that okay to tell six-year-olds? Because I know when she got to play varsity tennis, that's not how it ran when her school was playing against another school in a tournament. If you lost the set, and you were probably not going to win that day's match. So winning and losing became important in high school. But how important is it when you're 5, 6, 7 years old?
Well, you know, we have this idea that, you know, I've heard soccer leagues, you know, my team doesn't keep score. Oh, no. The adults don't post a score. The kids know exactly how many goals were hit. Everybody on your team knew exactly, your daughter's team knew exactly how many kids and how many hits each one took before they actually hit the ball. So we're not fooling them. And the idea that, you know, we should give trophies to the little kids, the research actually says maybe that's the most important time because what we're teaching kids is, you know, who would genuinely like baseball or like going to school, the desire to do it, the desire to learn, that's not good enough. The reason you should come is for a trophy. So it's, I think, a really misguided approach, and it may even be more acute for kids. And I'm not saying everything needs to turn into a competition. Really young kids who are learning a new skill, there shouldn't be trophies because that's not what it's about. It's about learning, do you like people? Do you want to meet new friends? Not these extra incentives that we pile on, assuming because we as grown-ups like them, they must work for kids.
You actually say in the book that while awards can be powerful motivators, they can also cause kids to underachieve. that it can work the other way.
Right. Well, research by Carol Dweck, a professor at Stanford, has found that when you tell kids, oh, you're so smart, oh, you're so talented, that actually in experiments, that causes them to define and tell an experience of failure. But once they have that experience, they don't know how to recover. So rather than experience failure, kids tell her they're more likely to cheat. In fact, I had a professor, a college professor, just email me, and she had just caught one of her students in plagiarism issue, and the student's response was, well, I had to cheat, otherwise you would have been disappointed in me. I mean, that's what we're telling kids all the time. So they'd rather cheat or underperform than try something and then be told, wow, all those times we told you you were so great before, no, actually, you're not that good after all.
As I mentioned at the top, Ashley, where this has really been going on, I think pretty much for the last generation. I don't recall it before that. Maybe it was there. I don't know. You can tell me. But I'm curious what it is doing to those kids who are now in college or out in the workforce now. Do they, because they always got a trophy no matter what they did, do they have a sense of entitlement?
Jean Twenge, a professor at SDSU, says absolutely. She actually tracks narcissism in a general population over time. And she found that the whole bell curve has moved over so that the least narcissistic person at age 20 today is more narcissistic than the least narcissistic person 10, 20 years ago. And she's saying that what happens is the kid who got trophies just for showing up when they were 8, 9, 10, 12 shows up to work and says, where's my raise? Where's my promotion? I even came here on time. And it's the message is, show up, you should get a reward. And it's not about pursuing excellence, pushing yourself, and challenging yourself. And she says, yeah, this is going to have some real societal effects.
Yeah, very few bosses are handing out attendance bonuses.
Well, you know, I had thought that. And I think the recession has limited them. But I've actually had examples of companies that hand out Starbucks gift cards if you show up to work on time. Not if you did well. You show up to work on time.
How would you change this trophy industrial complex, as you call it, and I love that name, how would you change it for kids who are part of the new generation that is going to be entering the world of sports or any kind of competition? It could be the chess club for all we know.
Absolutely. Chess or debate or drama or academics. I've seen trophy industry blogs encouraging trophy stores to sell to academics. And if it's the summer months, well, you should make sure parents buy trophies if a kid reads a book.
Ugh.
Seriously, I've seen it.
Wow.
So, well, if you're a parent or if you're a coach, at the beginning of the year, it's not an issue to talk about at the award ceremony because it's too late, especially if kids are used to getting awards, to suddenly say, no, you don't get one this year. Well, of course they're going to cry. Of course they're going to be upset. But at the beginning of the year, you say, we don't give trophies here to everybody. We give 3 trophies to this team. We'll give the best overall, because I told you, kids know who that is, by 4 or 5. We're going to give one for most improved. You can be the worst on the team at the beginning of, and at the end of the season. But if you improve the most, you can get a trophy, because it's about progress, not about wins. And we're giving one for the best character, the person who's the most compassionate to his teammates, respectful of the opponent, helps out in fundraising, whatever it is. And you hand kids a list. This is the kind of stuff you need to do to be considered for a trophy. And this is a minimum. You can do more. But you got to do these things. So it's giving kids the opportunity to say, is this important to me? Because some kids will say, no, I just want to go to keep all of my friends. And other kids will say, I really want the trophy. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to push myself and grow. And it gives kids the opportunity to start thinking about problem solving and overcoming obstacles rather than just force feeding them trophies at every turn. And that's really what we want for kids when they're grown up, right?
Yep.
The ability to problem solve, the ability to know this one's important to me, this other one, not so much.
Yep, I like it because you're not going to dissuade the kids who aren't going to be the best. They'll still get in there because, after all, they can always improve and be sportsmen and participate, and the reward will be actually doing that. It's great stuff. Ashley Merriman's book is Top Dog, The Science of Winning and Losing. Thanks for joining me here today.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.